On this TGIF, we track a tropical disturbance over the western Atlantic that's moving now toward Jacksonville. Not going to be a real strong system, but it's kind of going to jumpstart our wet season, finally. At least that's the way it would appear. We'll expect some showers and a few thunderstorms through the day today. Now, the heaviest rain is going to occur near and north of the track of the low-pressure area, which looks to be pretty close to Jacksonville. So the heaviest rain may end up being Duval and Nassau County, give or take, again, depending on that exact track, or it could shift just a little bit north or south. But safe to say, just about everyone gets rain at one time or another, and some of these downpours will be very tropical, in other words, producing blinding rain and strong wind gusts that could be 20 to 30 miles per hour easily, and maybe some 40 mile per hour gusts at times. And we'll continue to see very windy conditions at our beaches with or without the rain, so there'll be a lot of blowing sand and a very high rip current risk. We continue to advise swimmers, surfers, no matter how great you think you might be, to stay out of the water today and into this evening. Now, conditions at our beaches will improve quite dramatically over the weekend, but remember, there can and many times are rip currents just about any and all times. So always using extra care. Swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. As the system moves ashore this afternoon and this evening, it will generally weaken, and the winds will actually be lighter by this evening already. And then we set up the weekend that turns hotter with a little more sunshine and a little more of a traditional summer weather pattern, although scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow could again occur at just about any time. There'll be enough of a wind off the Atlantic to allow for a few showers in the morning near the coast, and then midday and afternoon showers and thunderstorms should blossom inland. On Sunday, we go to a pattern we haven't seen much so far this wet season and this year, this early this summer, and that's a wind out of the southwest, an offshore wind, and that will allow temperatures to heat up even more, but also should introduce some strong thunderstorms in the afternoon with the sea breeze as the Atlantic and the West Coast Gulf sea breeze meet, probably not too far from I-95. So we're going to want to keep an eye to the sky Sunday afternoon, the potential for some storms that would produce some wicked lightning, and of course the usual very heavy downpours. Make sure you're getting indoors and realize that lightning can travel up to 10 miles from its parent cloud. And the pattern holds into early next week, Monday and Tuesday, where we have partly sunny skies, hot, humid morning, and then scattered afternoon storms. It would appear as though we'll have a number of days in a row with quite a few showers and thunderstorms so that we all get wet, we all get some of that much-needed rain. We've been teased a little bit the last few days. Now, some spots, the south side, E-Town, for example, has had an inch of rain this week so far, but other spots have had far less. But it's at least been a start, and it looks like we really kick that into higher gear over the next few days as far as our wet season goes, which is good news. We need to get it going and get it underway after the very dry stretch that we've had over the last 4 to 6 weeks. So, in the tropics, we are, of course, monitoring the disturbance that's approaching the area this morning. And then also the western and southwestern Gulf of Mexico looks like another area of low pressure developing there, has a chance to develop. It looks very similar to Alberto, which, by the way, moved inland yesterday morning, dissipated already by late afternoon over the high terrain of Mexico. Well, now we'll track this next system over the southwest Gulf to move in a similar fashion. So there'll be no local impacts to Jacksonville or northeastern Florida. Our concern will be the little disturbance moving west-northwestbound this morning that is crossing the Gulf Stream. That's some warm water, so that's reason for some concern that there could be some organization and perhaps an attempt at some, at least, intensification to a tropical depression or maybe even a very low-end tropical storm, but it would be minor, all things considered. It doesn't really change our first alert forecast at all with the heavier bands of rain at times and the gusty winds through the day today. Beryl has a history here, by the way. Remember, those names are repeated every 6 years ago. Well, 12 years ago, in 2012, Beryl developed an early season storm in late May and came ashore in Duval County, a rarity in itself. Winds sustained near 70 miles per hour offshore. What we had was some very heavy rainfall and some gusty winds, but especially heavy rain, localized flooding over eastern and northern Duval County and parts of Nassau County and on into southeastern Georgia. That tropical storm hit on Memorial Day weekend 12 years ago and canceled Jazz Fest, unfortunately. This time around, it would, if it manages to get a name, be Beryl. It would be for a very short period of time, and it would be certainly on the weaker side of a tropical storm with the strongest winds likely to be near and offshore. But we'll continue to track that and, of course, the rest of the tropics and Talking the Tropics with Mike. Updated every single day at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.